Hello.
Oh. Hello, my sweet baby.
How are you?
Hello, my darling. Sit down. So, wait a minute. Your meeting was more successful than you expected, right?
Who have you been talking to?
You have that whole walk and look of a predator who had a successful hunt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how has your day been going so far?
Well, I had a visitor was our new COO.
Oh, well, I'm sure Nate came hat in hand, very apologetic.
Well, he explained his actions.
Really?
Oh.
I think that would be hard to explain away, seeing as he went directly against your wishes.
Well, he was trying to, you know, prevent Newman Enterprises from suffering an embarrassment.
And he lied to Victoria.
Well, he mostly did that to protect Victoria. Yeah. Anyway, this is all Adam's fault, you know. He defied my wishes. He actually used blackmail. And I need to keep him in place just for the sake of the optics. But don't think I have any illusions about not expecting trouble from his side.
Well, I'll tell you this. Nicholas and Sharon aren't going to put up with that. They will push back and keep him in check.
That's right.
So what's your next move?
I enlisted Nate.
To do what?
Adam, I'm doing everything I can to make our venture work.
Well, I need it to work.
But everything you're doing keeps putting it in jeopardy.
Nick, from a business perspective, joining with Newman Media makes sense.
So you resort to blackmail to make
okay,
it happen.
Okay.
Just so you know, I was able to get every single one of McCall's foreign divisions to be excited about us and the direction we're going, just in case you were interested.
Oh, I've been dealing with a family matter. Connor has been struggling.
I'm very sorry to hear that. He's a great kid. But despite that, Adam, you were still able to find time to dig up dirt on Tucker.
To me, it's over.
It's not over. It is never over with you. You know, Dad was able to secure financing for SNA Media under the premise that you were going to be a part of it. So we're stuck with you.
Look, all this anger that you've been carrying around for months, it shouldn't be directed at me.
Really?
Not all of it. I assume that you know what Dad did to Sally by offering her a great opportunity at Newman, even finding her a replacement at Chancellor Winters, and then, sorry, not happening.
Yeah, Sally told me.
He left her with nothing. He messed with her the way that he messed with us. She didn't deserve that.
I know.
Well, then why do we keep putting up with it?
Well, there he is, the new COO of Newman Media. Mm. You know, I am so pleased that Audra convinced you to come on board.
Glad to be a part of the
family,
so to speak.
Well, it's not the first time that you've worked for Newman Enterprises. And given our very complicated family history, you've maintained a good relationship with my father. He's very happy that you've accepted the job.
If Victor's happy, the world will remain on its axis. So, is there something you want to discuss?
Oh, no, I just thought that it was time that I check in and see how you're settling in.
I kind of skipped the settling in part. There's a learning curve, of course.
Uh-huh, which requires you collaborating effectively with Audra. So talk to me about how things are going with your boss.
You don't seem to appreciate what a disaster this could have been.
It was averted because I went to Victor and told him about Adam's blackmail plan. You know, Victor seemed very appreciative of my loyalty.
Not the reaction I got from my role in this.
No, I made it absolutely clear that you did this to protect me. and, you know, the company. It had nothing to do with manipulation or personal gain, right?
You came to me, remember? I did act to protect you.
Look, and I'm grateful. Look, it's over. Victor managed to shut down Adam's threat. Things worked out.
For you. For now.
Meaning what exactly?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't kid yourself that this is over. Adam is still a threat.
Well, Daddy put him in his place.
But he didn't cut him loose. And it's hardly the first time Adam has defied Victor. The family is always going to come first.
That's what's really bothering you. You knew this going in. Is it what fuels your drive to succeed? The need to prove yourself as an outsider. Nate, you have.
Except now I'm in a position of needing to defend myself, explain my actions. To Nikki, to Victor.
You are hooking up with their precious daughter, running their precious company with her. You're gonna be under their microscope. It's part of the job.
It is Victoria too. There is a distance, a wariness. She knows I didn't let her in from the very beginning about why I was pushing for the merger.
You acted to neutralize a threat. Okay, not to mention merging the two media companies Newman owns makes sense. Okay, if a savvy businesswoman like Victoria can't
see
that.
I broke trust, Audra.
No, you didn't. Ashlyn Locke broke trust with her, among others. You acted in Victoria's best interest. Okay, in my opinion, it just seems like she's just dumping her old baggage on you, which isn't fair.
Oh, well, thank you for the brilliant insight.
You are ambitious, decisive, and willing to take a risk if the reward is worth it. That's something we have in common. Those are very attractive qualities. And I can't seriously imagine that Victoria would want to change that.
It's a matter of trust, Audra. Tell me something, have you ever trusted anyone? Been trusted in return?
Well, I don't make a habit of it. Answer me this. Do you think you've done irreparable damage to your relationship?
No. We'll work through this.
Then what are you worried about?
Next time you need this kind of favor, look somewhere else.
It's a shift, of course, moving into the media sphere from the world of high fashion and beauty, but they share some common elements. Tracking trends, staying keyed in with your target demographic, connecting with your team.
Mm-hmm. So they're motivated to bring their best and innovate. Do you know this is not an interview, Kyle? You already have the job.
Hey, my enthusiasm is real.
I'm sure that it is.
Okay, it's not just the rush of being a part of a business that has the power to shape and inform public perception. It's a challenge. Someplace new, free from family drama. My family.
You'll have a lot of autonomy over there, you and Audra. I mean, we believe in her, obviously.
Hey, you should. She's dialed into every facet of the company. The numbers speak for themselves.
Well, I know that you're still relatively new, but can you speak to her approach? What is it like working with her?
She's smart enough not to feel threatened.
Oh?
When someone else has a good idea. Not that I've had many yet.
Well, as with you, this job represents a fresh opportunity for Audra, given the amount of time she spent involved with Tucker at that other business, Chancellor Winters. So did she ever talk to you about any of that specifically?
May I be honest?
Yes, please.
This feels like kind of a test. And your questions aren't really about me. They're about Audra.
Look, I never wanted Sally to take Dad's job off her. I knew he would just mess with her head.
He never intended to follow through. And Dad didn't just renege on the offer. He shut down her options at Chancellor Winters first. He just left her hanging out to dry.
Sally's gonna be just fine. All right, she will get through this. She will find something else.
Yeah, of course she will. That's not the point. I mean, he hurt her and it meant nothing to him. It was cold and it was calculated. Like...
it's a chess move.
Exactly. Just some expendable piece on the board. One step closer to his real goal.
And what do you think that is, Adam?
It's us. It's about you, and it's about me. You've been walking around for months angry at me because I decided to defy him and ignore this ridiculous decree that we not merge the companies when it makes sense from a business perspective. So why would he do that?
Look, what happened with Sally, it's
just another manipulation. It's another power move. Only this time he used a woman that we both care about to do it. He had to take back control by showing us he's still in charge. So what I don't understand is why you are not more pissed off about that.
Audra is still relatively new to the job and this type of leadership role. So yes, I am looking to you for your executive experience. Any opinion that you might have or inside information. You seem very protective of her.
Audra told me Numa Media was recently the target of a takeover.
Not exactly a takeover, but obviously you heard about Adam's backdoor maneuver.
I know how difficult things can get during an internal family battle, but I would hate to see Audra become a casualty.
Well, I appreciate your sense of loyalty, and I'm sure that Audra does too.
Now, does Victor know that Adam resorted to blackmail?
Yes, he does. And there's something that I should share with you. Audra was the target of the blackmail.
What?
She was involved in covering up a potential scandal at McCall while she was working there. It involved one of their clients, a singer. The charge was statutory rape, and if Audra's role had become public in that, it could have been very damaging to her career. You know, it's not surprising that she kept this information from you. That was a long time ago.
Victor's aware of what she was covering up?
He is. And because she confessed everything to him, her position at Newman Media is still secure for now. And he also made Adam's blackmail threat disappear.
Hmm. Now your questions are making sense.
I believe in Audra. I want to continue to have full confidence in her. It goes without saying, I won't tell her that I shared this information with you.
And Victor made it clear he was against the merger, so how does Adam still have a job?
Investments were made based on Adam's involvement in this new entity, which will now be called SNA Media. And my father's not exactly thrilled about the situation.
I don't imagine Nick and Sharon are either.
Let me ask you something. How do you feel about merging Newman Media with SNA?
With Adam still involved and him feeling like he can act with impunity, Victoria, I think it would be a disaster.
I agree. Hopefully, it's only a matter of time before Adam is gone.
This has been very informative.
Yes, it has. I'm very happy to know that I have an ally.
And I feel the same way.
So, Bella is on this kick about getting a dog. And I told her when she is old enough and she can take care of it, but you know, Kevin.
She has her daddy wrapped around her little finger. Well, a puppy might be nice.
It would be like having another baby, except one that wants to eat your house. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's all gonna fall on my shoulders, and I just can't deal with any of that right now.
What is really going on, honey?
I I walked away from my partnership with Sally.
Why?
Victor made her this offer to run a whole new design division under the Newman umbrella.
I don't understand. A whole division? That sounds
too good to be true? Yeah, because it is. I mean, we have a great gig at Chancellor Winters with, you know, good and decent people. And I warned Sally that this would be an awful decision, but, you know, she is just determined to see it through.
Yeah, to seize an incredible opportunity.
Mom.
Honey. You and Sally are great together. You have a successful partnership. I don't understand why you would just walk away and cut off your own future just because you don't want to work under Victor.
Because it's Victor.
Well, now, my two boys. Do I need a referee? Huh.
No, we're not fighting. This is actually something that we agree on, Dad.
Really?
You offered Sally an amazing opportunity, and then you pulled the rug out from under her. Why?
The timing was wrong.
You had no intention of making good on that offer, did you?
Did your brother tell you that?
Why would you go through all this trouble to mess with her like this?
Were you trying to teach her a lesson or send her a warning? I would really like to understand this.
Or did you do it just because you could?
You're both presuming too much. Boys, all the time and effort I put in to make you work together, to be successful, encourage you to become part of a family we know we can be. And all you do is you come together and you focus on protecting Sally Spector. What's this?
Sally doesn't need protecting.
Yeah, she's gonna move on from this.
Then why did you come here, to waste my time? I told you, I simply changed my mind about the design division. You don't need it. It's a business decision. I told Sally.
You went too far, okay? She just lost her baby.
Son, you're lucky you have a job. I've had it with your constant defiance. After the latest stunt you've pulled, I've reached the limit of my tolerance. I want the merger to have been accomplished by next week. There'll be a press party where we will announce the launch of a new media company called SNA. If you won't do it, I will.
Working at Newman Enterprises would bring your career up to the next level.
If it was a normal job opportunity, but this isn't normal. And Victor isn't generous. He doesn't just go handing out design divisions to people without the Newman name.
Well, he feels that this is a sound business move.
Or some other kind of move with an ulterior motive.
Okay, Sally just lost a baby. It's Victor's grandchild. She's involved with Nicholas. So maybe this is Victor's way of acknowledging the connection without actually acknowledging it.
Okay. Well, that is a very Victor-like way of dealing with a very simple human emotion.
Yeah, but this business move works for him. It's why Sally wants you to be part of this, because of what you bring to the partnership. I mean, together, that it's... the sky's the limit.
Oh, Mom, you're so corny.
Oh, but I'm right.
Hi. Sorry for interrupting a nice moment.
Oh, no, your timing is perfect.
Yes, my mother was just imparting some wisdom. She thinks I was a little too knee-jerky when you told me about your offer from Victor.
With good reason.
Well, I think I was wrong, and I would like to join you on this new venture at Newman.
You were right not to trust Victor. Victor is not starting a new design division. Maybe he never was.
Well, then why did he tell you
Because it's Victor.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm late. Victoria wanted to see me.
Oh. What does she want?
Ostensibly to check in with me. See how I'm settling in.
And the real reason?
She was fishing for information about you, and I called her out on it.
Noble. But do you think that was wise?
Well, I told her if it came across as protective, it was because I know what it's like when family infighting spills over into the business. How ugly it can get. I didn't want to see you become a casualty.
Thank you. And how does she respond?
By telling me all the details about Adam's blackmail. He was holding that cover-up of that singer over your head.
I should have just told you about it.
No. It was perfect. My surprise was genuine, and Victoria thought since you withheld information, it would change the way I look at you.
Does it?
No. I let Victoria believe she succeeded in planting her seed of doubt. Made me more watchful of you. Anyway, the meeting ended with her saying she was glad that she had me as an ally.
Nicely done.
But there's a more immediate concern. She doesn't completely trust you.
I imagine I look like a walking cliche.
You definitely do.
I'm sorry for creating this tension between us. I miss you. And I'm encouraged slightly that you didn't throw it in my face.
And waste a perfectly good cliche.
I want to find a way for us to get past this. Can we? It was a mistake for me not to immediately tell you what was going on with Adam.
Yes, it was. And it brought up an all too familiar feeling. It made me wonder if there are more things that you're not telling me. Maybe I should see this as a warning sign.
I had nothing to gain by what I did. I was acting to manage a threat, to protect the company and you.
I've been through this before.
It won't happen again.
And I've heard that before.
I am not like them.
Why didn't you just come to me from the start?
I've been asking myself that.
And?
As close as we've gotten, as genuine as this feels, I am still the outsider. The one viewed with suspicion. I want to be able to tell you anything, to have that level of connection.
And yet your inability to completely trust me has made me unsure that I can trust you.
No, it's not about us. It's about all the games, the brinkmanship. You know what? Let's get out of here. Go away for the weekend. See if we can find a way to get past this.
I guess it's worth a try.
Victor had a change of heart about the whole design division, and he said it is not happening.
Then why did he change his mind?
Because he's a heartless jerk. He said it's business, and that's how it works. Please, it was totally personal, and it was definitely deliberate.
Why?
Doesn't really matter why. All I'm sorry. It sucks for you.
Yeah.
So, what are you gonna do now?
You're gonna pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get back to work, that's what.
Yeah, except for Victor did us the favor of finding us a replacement at Chancellor Winter, so I didn't feel so bad about walking away to take his non-existent job. So that offer is not an option.
Okay, well, on the bright side, we never got involved with Victor.
But on the not-so-bright side, we are back at square one and have to start all over. Come up with a new business plan and go out and find clients.
Well, whatever doesn't kill you will make you stronger.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I always hated that saying.
Sorry.
This is Chelsea. She's been going through some stuff with Connor. I should...
Yeah, go.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Man,
I got involved with not one, but two Newman men, and here I am. I put myself in this position.
Well, Victor had no right to treat you this way.
Well, thank you. But I'm not the only one affected by it. I got Chloe caught up in this whole thing, and I just feel terrible about it.
No, Sally, there is no need to. You are such a good friend to Chloe, and that's more important than any contract or business plan in this whole world.
Thank you.
So, once again, Adam is stirring things up, and this time he managed to get Nicholas to join him.
Well, I handled it.
It's been nothing but trouble since you bought McCall and forced those two to work together.
The fact that Nicholas was willing to side with Adam to me is a positive development.
Darling, you can only push them so far before it backfires.
Sweetheart, I push the hell out of them to get the best out of them.
So Victor made Sally this offer and then just yanked it away.
Yep. Dad told her that these things happen.
Yep, that's what Dad does when he wants to remind everybody who's in charge.
After everything she's been through.
Mm-hmm. He's about as cold-blooded as he can get. And what about his parting words that if we don't get the merger and the launch done this week, he's gonna step in and do it himself?
Well, Dad has this never-ending need to remind us all that ultimately he is always in charge.
Well, I think there's more to it than that. I think that he's making moves with our company if he hasn't started already.
What makes you say that?
You know how his mind works. Wouldn't it be the perfect thing to put us in our place if he took over SNA Media entirely?
Half the company would still be mine.
That doesn't matter to him. He doesn't care who he hurts. That's why we have to act to get him off our back.
No, just hold on. Wait a second.
We can't afford to wait, okay? We gotta take the fight to him, Nick.
Are you kidding me, Adam? That's your answer? So Dad gives us an ultimatum, and this is your response, to push things further with no thought of the consequences.
I'm thinking about the consequences. If we don't act...
Maybe we do need to be preemptive. I mean, from the beginning, Victor's been changing the roles on us.
And whose fault is that?
It's mine, okay? For a lot of it. You both were right. I was focused on Newman Media.
Well, it's a little late to own up to it now.
Well, we can't blame it all on Adam. Victor has been all over us from day one, telling us what we can and cannot do. It's become his vision of the company, not ours.
I mean, that's a little too extreme.
Is it?
It's almost as if Victor expects SNA to fail, maybe so that he can come in later and save the day.
Look, we have to find a way to take back control and get free of Dad's hold on us.
I'm telling you, this is not the way to handle things. I need a break.
That's the sense I got from Victoria as well. That she's no longer my biggest fan.
No. I think she's just making the same calculations any executive would make when there's potential for a scandal. Besides, you're obviously too smart and talented for her to let you go.
Well, if she does decide otherwise, she already has a very attractive replacement in my COO.
This will blow over. You just need to keep putting up the same numbers you put up last quarter, and you don't have anything to worry about.
Says Victoria Newman's new bestie.
Being on good terms with her is good for both of us.
Yeah, well, I no longer have Nate as an ally in the C-suite.
What happened?
He told me not to count on him for help if I ever get into another sticky situation that might affect his relationship with Victoria and Victor.
Yeah, well, he's just looking out for himself. That's what he does.
What about you? When the going gets tough, are you the kind of guy who only looks out for himself?
I will always have you back. Count on me.
Everything okay with Chelsea?
Yeah. She and Connor are going out of town for a while. She's going to spend some time with her mom.
Getting away might be just what Connor needs.
Yeah, it was actually his idea.
Then I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. So she's going to work remotely, and she offered me a job to be her second in command at Marchetti.
Oh, then why don't you seem more excited about it?
Well, because it would just be me, and I mean, I really don't want to leave you on the lurch again.
I think you should take it.
But what about our company?
I'm starting to get the feeling maybe it just wasn't meant to be. No, you should get it. You should get it. Get it.
Victor.
Have you looked at the Kirsten McCall business plan as I requested?
I have, yes.
And?
I have thoughts.
Oh, good. I want to hear them. Please come over to the ranch.
On my way.
I don't like this. My father's up to something. He has a plan, and you're part of it.
If you're right, it's a good thing. Chance to reestablish myself.
He's pulling you away from me.
What makes you say that?
Because I know how his mind works. He wants to replace Adam with you. It's a smart move. I'm just not sure that I like it.
Which means you do forgive me.
So you plan to use Nate as a threat to Adam?
Nate is not a threat. He's insurance.
Adam's gonna see this for what it is.
I don't give a damn. Adam has been acting recklessly, pursuing his own interests, instead of focusing on the murder.
But this is just going to upset him, which will make him even more reckless. And darling, I know your ultimate goal is to unite this family, but this seems to be setting things in motion to create more chaos.
My baby, you've got to trust me when I tell you I know what I'm doing.
Nick will calm down. He wants what we all want.
Yeah, well, I'm more concerned about my son right now. How anxious and depressed Connor is, how angry he got.
Well, anger is good. Anger you can work with. The worst thing that Connor could have done was isolate himself and keep it all bottled up inside. But the fact that he found the school near Anita's on his own, you should feel good about that.
You know, I have this fear that I can't shake. We all want our children to inherit the best parts of us, right? My whole life I battled this guilt and anger and this darkness. And given Chelsea's emotional struggles, I can't help feeling we passed it on to him. And it breaks my heart, Sharon.
You know, Connor will get help. He wants help.
I just want him to heal, whatever it takes. I don't want our relationship to become like the one I have with my father. Because no matter how much I hope, it just seems to get worse.
You okay?
I have been better.
Adam and I went to see my dad to call him out over what he did.
Oh, I wish you hadn't done that. I was gonna think it was all my doing.
Sally, this was never about you.
Yes, this was about him making a point to you and Adam.
Which is why I never wanted you to work with my dad in the first place. No matter what he says, it's never just about business. Adam seems to think we need to find a way to get out from under his control. Sharon, too.
What, you mean break away from Newman Enterprises? Won't that just make things worse?
I'm trying to play peacemaker, as usual, but I don't know how much longer I can keep it up. Eventually, something has to give, and God help us all when it does.
Join us again for The Young and the Restless.